WJQM DeForest Madison every morning.
You're going to kill me right now. Why? I actually had a different shirt on and I took it off.
You took your clothes off in your car as you were driving?
I did.
Krista and the Morning Rush.
All summer long.
You're going to hear me roar. Baby, this is what you came for. Because I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel.
So I'm picking it up, picking it up.
Gotta dance.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Good morning and welcome to your Thirsty Thursday right here on 93.1 Jams. We are getting closer as the days go on that, Friday, tomorrow, Shady and I will be hanging out at the Coliseum for Badger Saturdays.
Yeah, I actually just did laundry yesterday. I got super, got myself ready, got my outfit ready for Badger Saturday, ready for them to take on Western Kentucky and kick their butt.
That'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then another good time is Saturday with the Taste of Madison. Woo! Mm-hmm. For all to come out and enjoy with their families.
As all of our artists get on stage and kick butt, we got Queen Naija, we got Loud Luxury, Ao and Teo, our local guy Rip, really close friend of ours. And
love him.
Good I actually ran overall. Into him yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was up walking down State Street yesterday and Rip was just up at the top. We just talked for a little bit. Got a picture. It's silly, I was sticking my tongue out.
Oh, you were doing the tongue action.
Oh, yeah, no, he's super stoked.
Yeah,
so.
He's really excited, as he should be. He's so amazing to be around, you know, his people, Madison. Loving on that.
And then also, somebody could win a date with me out at Thirsty Goat. Thanks, Thirsty Goat, for hooking that up.
Love you, Thirsty Goat. Best food around, I'll tell you that. We do a lot of Diva for our days there, so we're excited
Absolutely.
To be part of that.
So, ladies, hopefully they're ready.
They are ready. I'm a little sad. I don't know if this is really going to touch your heart as much as it does mine, but Top Gun Maverick has been pushed back to let you all know from July 12th of 2020 to June 26th.
Is it
2020?
Is it a is it a Tom Cruise thing?
Yes.
Of course, it's a Tom Cruise thing.
Love it.
That makes sense.
So excited for this movie. Top Gun was everything.
Man.
Everything.
Got to take that highway to the danger zone.
That's right. Every guy wanted to look like Tom and Iceman, and all the ladies wanted to be.
When I was a teenager, I always wanted to be Iceman.
Really?
He was so cool.
With the aviators on.
Oh, yeah, he was so cool.
And you like? Oh, Goose was a nice guy. He's a funny guy. Yeah. Unfortunately, that was the last. Show for him. Get excited because today we are very always enthused when our girl Tracy Anderson, our BFF, will come in studio and talk reality check with myself, all things gossip with the Real Housewives of Dallas, Orange County, and of course the New York reunion last night. My gosh, mm-hmm. I've never seen a bunch of women fight as much as they do.
Man, I can't wait to hear all about it.
I know. You guys just love when women fight. It's like the best thing.
The best thing.
World.
I like to watch it more than I like to listen to it.
Yeah,
if I can put in earplugs and just watch it, that's one hell of a good time.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good. Yeah. Also, Travis Scott, we got those tickets to give out.
Absolutely. And if you don't get them today, you could head out to our tailgate tomorrow and we'll be giving them away there as well.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So anything fun occur yesterday in your lives?
Fun?
Yeah.
What?
Exciting?
What's fun?
Anything fun happen?
Fun?
Yeah.
It's all about this adulting thing, girl. I don't know what
I'm
fun
sorry.
Is.
I'm sorry. Well, that's good. Just depressing. We'll just move on then.
We'll just move on.
All right, get ready because Tough Love Siri, she is on the way. Always a pleasure. Sometimes she gets me depressed, but hey, it's all for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. It's very popular here in Madison, and everyone brings it up. Hey, what happened to this date? What happened to that date? It's second date update.
Absolutely. You get that first date with the woman or man of your dreams, and then you go on that date, and the woman of your man or your dreams has something they're hiding from you, and for that reason alone, things don't work out for a second date, so we're here to mend that bridge for you.
Absolutely, and this morning we've got our boy Jake on the phone. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm all right. How about you guys?
Hey, we're good.
We're good, honey. So tell us what's going on. You went out on a date with a girl named Shelly?
I did, yeah. We just sort of bumped into each other on it's just like a night out on the town. I was out with friends and she was too. And, you know, we got to talking and, I had to leave. So I asked her like, hey, you want to get together next Friday night? And she said yes, which was great.
Right.
And, we agreed to meet at the Four Quartered Tavern, or Four Quarter Bar rather. And it was going to be 8 o'clock and like, I'm always a pretty punctual person, but you know, mm-hmm. with like the flooding and the roads closing, I couldn't get there on time. Like Four Quarters, not close to where I live.
Right.
It's not a super convenient place to begin with. But then, you know, with the roads being closed, I was like half an hour late.
Oh, that's what
and
happens.
I think that's totally reasonable. Everybody's late when you can't drive around.
Yeah.
And as soon as I showed up, she saw me and just launches into this tirade, like, how could you keep me waiting? You clearly don't care about me or this date, and this is just, you know, like, how could you, you know, blow me off like this?
No.
And then she just leaves, just, like, walks out.
No.
I couldn't get in the word to say, like, hey, I was up to my, you know, rearview mirror in water, so, like, what do you want me to do?
Interesting. So, I don't know. Maybe she's living under a rock if she's not aware how bad we got.
I was going to say, the whole east side's, like,
oh my gosh,
for the most part. So
yeah.
There's that.
And where I live, we can't even get out of our town. So, that's unfortunate. So, it literally was done then. Did she literally just get up and leave?
Pretty much, yeah. And like, I got in like a sec. Like, I'm sorry, the roads were backed up, and she's like, "Oh, well, you should account for traffic," you know. But
it's
true. You should account for traffic, but for like acts of God.
Yeah,
yeah, that's definitely true. So you never got a chance to explain to her like anything.
Yeah, not really.
Okay. Well, how long has it been since the last time you texted each other?
I tried to keep explaining through text, and she wasn't having it, so it's been about 2 or 3 days.
Gotcha. Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see if we could help you explain it to her over the phone. How's that sound, man?
Sounds good, yeah.
Are you ready, my man?
Ready as I'm going to be, I suppose.
All right. Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelly?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Shelly. This is Krista and Shady calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're calling you because of the horrible road restrictions that we have here due to the flooding.
What up, Buttercup?
Okay.
You remember Jake?
Lovely
guy that you, Jake, you guys were going to meet.
She's all confused.
You guys were going to meet at the Four Quarter the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jake never said that he got a chance to explain things to you because you kind of just told him off when he got there. But Jake wanted to let you know that the reason why he was so late to the date is because of all the flooding.
You guys are from the radio?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We're calling on Second Date Update. And like, Shay just said, Jake went out with you. He really liked you, but you weren't having it because he showed up late on your date. But, of course, you know that the road, you know, construction is horrible and the floodings have closed a lot of towns.
Which is why I accounted for traffic, and I got
that
one time.
Oh, look at that. She's on top of it. So you're kind of mad that he didn't think about it a little bit further through and left a little bit. So you're just frustrated.
He was a half an hour late.
Yeah,
I understand that there was flooding. I went through the same thing to get there, and I was there on time. I was actually there 5 minutes early.
Wow.
Look at you, girl. Way to go.
Well, what about the commitment, though, that he, you know, he wound up ending, you know, he got there, he was soaked from head to toe just to go on this date with you?
But he was late.
Oh, yeah. But
come on, Jake, you were late.
You didn't even give him a chance.
I was late, but, you know, I made it. It would have been so easy to say, hey, like, the roads aren't really passable. Can we push this a couple of days? And, like, I was trying my best. Like, you can only do so much against the, you know, the flooding.
I'm really sorry. In this instance, your best was not good enough.
Oh my gosh.
And I cannot believe that you called the radio.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cut and dry. If the best isn't good enough, there's not much more I can offer to you.
I mean, that really...
That's why I haven't been responding to you.
Oh.
Ow. Well...
Dang,
yeah,
Shelly.
that's cold.
I think we can probably assume that you don't want to go on another date with Jake.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no, please don't call me again.
Oh,
okay. Well, Jake, just letting you know, there's lovely ladies in Madison who probably understand that, you know, flooding takes a little bit more time, and you sound like a nice guy. So just keep on pushing, man. Shelly, I don't know what's wrong with you, girl. She there?
Oh no, she gone.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh. She there. She mad at us.
So you see what it's like then.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
Each and every Thursday, Radio Recast, opportunity for you to get your hands on some really awesome things that we give away, like Travis Scott tickets.
Absolutely. Woo! If you want to see Travis Scott in his Astro World tour over in Milwaukee at that new fancy arena, all you got to do is Guess what lovely movie we are butchering today with our impersonations for Radio Recap.
Yeah, it's really fun. So yeah, we pick a movie for you to try to guess, and we pick who we decide, I don't know, who you should impersonate. Could mm-hmm. be a cartoon character, could be a real person, could be a unicorn.
Could be a unicorn.
She has a voice. They're all girls, by the way, just so you know. No just, boys allowed in unicorn land. So, Shady, this is who I have decided you shall play today. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here you go, honey.
And I also am not the kind of person to like see a lead in a movie or like see a picture of someone and be like, oh, he's hot. Like he could get it. That's just not, I don't have that. I don't have that. Like I have to like, you know, I have to like have a connection with someone.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
No.
That would be the beautiful Ariana Grande.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. So this is who you've chosen for me to impersonate. Mm-hmm.
Quantum carburetor? Jesus, Morty, you can't just add a sci-fi word to a car word and hope it means something. Huh. Looks like something's wrong with the microverse battery. We're gonna have to go inside.
Oh, boy. So that's Rick from the popular millennial TV show, Rick and Morty. So it sounds like, yeah, you could play it again.
Let me hear it again.
Quantum carburetor? Jesus, Morty,
there's a drunken scientist.
Sci-fi word to a car word and hope it means...
All right, cool. Very good. All right, so of course we play a bed for you mm-hmm. to be able to get, I don't know, a little bit of help. Are you ready, Shady?
Oh, I am ready.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
What a nice boat. Do you want it back?
Yes, please.
You look like a nice boy. I bet you have a lot of friends.
Three, but my brother is my best.
Well, where is he?
In bed, sick.
I bet I can cheer him up. I'll give him a balloon. Do you want a balloon too, Georgie?
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
Oh, well. I'm Pennywise, the dancing clown. Pennywise. Yes, meet Georgie. Georgie, meet Pennywise. Claire giveaway now.
Yeah, that's there's all the phone lines. Alrighty.
So. I love it. That's mm-hmm. hilarious. So yes, if you believe that you know exactly what we are playing, we want to hear from you. 93.1 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, my man. Good. Can you guess which movie we were just impersonating?
Yeah, I think it's It.
Yeah, my man. How'd you guess that?
How'd you guess It?
I don't know, honestly. I saw it not too long ago, so that might be a little mm-hmm. clue.
Wow. Well, congratulations, my man. You're going to go see Travis Scott.
Yeah, excited?
Awesome.
Out in Milwaukee. Who are you going to take with you?
Ooh, I don't know yet. I'll have to decide.
Make people fight to the death. That's the best way.
Oh, my gosh, don't do that. That's horrible.
Just kidding.
That sounds like a good plan.
Maybe some mud wrestling or something. Right. You know? There you go.
You could do that. So, Eric, it's always a tradition that we ask you which one of us slaughtered our character the best. Was it myself playing, what's his name again?
Rick from Rick and Morty.
I have never seen it. I'm sorry. And then okay. Shady playing Ariana Grande.
Who did worse?
Which one slaughtered it or which one did the best job?
Like, who did worse?
No, who did worse?
Sorry, Shady. It was all you, man.
Oh, that's okay. I know. Chris is a good drunk scientist.
Oh, yeah. I did great at that. You're so sweet, by the way. Thank you, Eric. So hold on, and we'll get some info from you, okay?
All right, honey.
Yep, bye-bye. All right,
all
Shady.
All right, so I will, let's see here.
If you want to listen to us, we've got Second Date Update next.
That's so nice.
The break.
Okay. Yeah, see, it's good.
Let's leave it to Tupac now,
okay,
shall we?
Yeah, we'll let him do his
Love time. You, Ariana. Thanks, Shady.